I'm Paul Brown for Teaching Empathy Institute, and with me, David Levine, the Institute's director. Hi, David.
Hi, Paul.
David, a lot of schools have encountered training programs in social and emotional learning, character development, all sorts of ancillary components of curricula designed to help students achieve better and be happier. But as most of us know in education, a lot of these programs are brought into schools and then they disappear. What is Teaching Empathy Institute doing that's different, that tries to make programs of this sort sustainable, usable, effective?
The first thing I want to focus on is what's typically done. A district has an interest. They see that social and emotional learning is important. They write a grant. They get funding. They create a committee. They research other programs. They choose one. The teachers go through the training. They all get a binder, the magic binder, and then they're expected to implement it. And if you walk down the hallways 2 months later, you'll see those binders on bookshelves. Something's not working. It's well-intentioned, but something's not happening to really help people integrate it.
What are you doing that's different?
Well, I always think of the thing, you know, for musicians, by musicians. You know, if you go to a music store, and I'm a musician, and that always grabbed me. So this is for educators, by educators. And what I mean by that is I listen. I listen to teachers, and I listen for what they want, what they need. And what they need is a program that is accessible, practical, inspiring, and validating. And that's what we seek to create at Teaching Empathy Institute.
How's your program structured that brings those qualities to the teacher?
We honor the fact that time is so challenging to find during the school day. Teachers often feel put upon. Any program, it's a new thing they have to do. And so the way we honor time is by providing people with asynchronous learning experiences.
Okay, what does that mean?
Asynchronous is, I had to learn it myself. Someone said, oh, you're doing asynchronous. And that means that people can learn it independently. They can go through it on their own time.
That is teachers.
Correct. Teachers can take this program, and it's an auditory program, short bursts of information that's conversational and practical and hopefully inspiring.
What are the elements of the program that make it practical, usable?
It starts from stories, experiences working with children, experiences working with colleagues, other professional educators, telling stories that are inspiring, that are also validating. In other words, they tell the teacher, we understand what it's like to be a teacher, and we value you for the role that you play.
Once you deliver that component, how do you help teachers turn it around into a learning experience for students?
It starts with the experience we provide for the teachers. They listen, they reflect, then we give them practices to integrate into their work with children. And while it's a program, it's really a process. It's a process of building relationships with children, a process of creating safe conditions in the classroom setting. And those practices engage children and create community and open the children up to expressing who they are, what they feel, and what they need.
David Levine of Teaching Empathy Institute on how the Institute's programming is focused on being sustainable and effective with students. I'm Paul Brown. David Levine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Paul.